Kaplan is a distinguished author and founder of the Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction. He is currently the Foundation's board member emeritus. Thomas has written three previous novels, Line of Chance, Parallelogram, Grace and Favor, and now, The Spy Who Jumped Off the Screen. Thomas is a grad of the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service and earned his MBA from Harvard Business School. Welcome, Thomas. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report today.
Thank you very much for having me. Delighted to be here.
All right. Your newest novel, The Spy Who Jumped Off the Screen, has a foreword from a very distinguished college classmate of yours. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I was very lucky. It was an accident of the alphabet as a freshman. My last name begins with C, C-A-P-L-A-N, and President Clinton, then Bill Clinton from Arkansas, obviously begins with C, and so he and I were a few doors from each other. Freshman year, we later became roommates, and we've stayed friends through all that time. And when I wrote this book, which is my first thriller, I said it to him because I knew that he was an avid fan of thrillers and knew a lot about them. And he was very kind and edited the book for me, and that helped race it along. And then when I finished the final draft, he was even kinder and wrote an introduction in which he describes that process.
Yeah. Well, you've written that while you were in college together, the president actually introduced you to many of his favorite writers. Which of his suggestions made a huge impression on you?
Yeah. Well, it was an interesting friendship because we were both very enamored of John Kennedy, who died, and of that administration. And so we had a bond in that, although we came from different parts of the country. And we had different tastes in reading. I really was beginning to think that I wanted to be a writer. I wasn't yet sure whether I wanted to be a journalist or a writer of fiction. And he obviously knew that he was interested in government and politics. And I don't think at that age he figured exactly the route. But so it was interesting because effectively I was majoring in literature with a minor in politics at the Georgetown School of Foreign Service, and he was majoring in politics and government with a minor in literature. And from him I really learned, you know, quite a lot about mystery writers and thriller writers such as Eric Ambler and Graham Greene. And I think from me he probably picked up an appreciation of Scott Fitzgerald, Ernest Hemingway, the standard first steps of any writer.
So, had you ever worked for the Foreign Service, or you?
No, I never have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been a writer and worked for a while in a family business.
All right. The hero of your latest thriller, Ty Hunter, is both a movie star and, I guess so you would call it, a U.S. Intelligence operative. Did you draw inspiration from, for example, Leslie Howard or Ian Fleming?
Not consciously, but a little bit. The idea came, I'd always wanted to write a thriller, but I didn't want to write one that was derivative of other thrillers that were out there. And I have a lot of respect for the genre, just as I do for other forms. A sonnet form, for example, an extreme case. I often like work that's forced into limits, and I've had an appreciation for the genre for years, but I didn't have the right hero or probably enough experience of certain aspects of the world when I was young. The idea of Ty Hunter actually came into my mind all of a sudden. I was thinking about California, and I was thinking about another book that I had in the back of my mind, and suddenly I was driving, and I thought, wait, the spy is a movie star, the movie star is a spy. One character in The Spy Who Jumped Off the Screen says, it's as though Matt Damon really were Jason Bourne. And what I thought was, as I came to think about it, I thought, this is a character who can take the reader into very rarefied milieus, otherwise unavailable, and where he would not stand out, but where a normal agent would. And because he's the most famous movie star in the world, his fame really deflects suspicion from him. And it's an interesting thing. And then, of course, I did think of those people, particularly Leslie Howard. And it's interesting because one of the things I thought about was that this character was a little bit like the Scarlet Pimpernel. And, of course, Leslie Howard played the Scarlet Pimpernel, famous movie.
And your wonderful villain, Philip Frost, a man with an icy heart indeed.
Wonderful, I was.
Where did you get your inspiration for him?
I don't know where he came from.
Well, the book deals with stolen nuclear weapons. It seems very pertinent. Did you have any insider information in your research?
Well, I learned a lot after I began to research them. When I thought of the original plot twist that allows these weapons to get loose from where they were, it was almost exactly the same as when I thought of TIE Hunter. I was doing something else completely. I was in Los Angeles, and I had just been for a swim, and I got out and I thought, wait a minute, if this happened and then that happened and then this happened again, these things could get loose. So not knowing much then about the subject, I called a great friend of mine who knew an awful lot about the subject, not President, but and I said, is this possible? And he thought about it and said, yes. And I said, well, that really ruins the day. It's quite scary. One of the things that The Spy Who Jumped Off the Screen tries to show or explore is that we've almost had a privatization of this, of the dangers in the world. They're not just countries that can act badly, but they're non-state actors, even individuals who have enormous power, which of course would be wildly magnified should the wrong one get a hold of a nuclear weapon.
Well, I just love the way the book jet-setted all over the globe. When you were writing it, did you actually visit most of the locales?
Not for the purpose. I have visited most of the locales, but it's after visiting them that the way that they would fit into the book came into my mind. I knew Gibraltar fairly well, and I knew it well enough to think about it. And of course, I did more research and was back once while I was writing this book. And all of the other areas, except for the Strait of Kerch in the north of the Black Sea, I have visited, and that I have visited extensively via Google Earth and lots of books. I am doing a sequel, so Ty will be back next year. And I'm, hugely sort of invested emotionally in that. I said to somebody, is this a fun book to write? Because it's not hard to get up in the morning and go to your desk when you know that for the next 8 hours you are going to, in your imagination, be 32 years old, the number one film star in the world, no financial anxiety, having to chase away all of the world's most desirable women who are constantly after you, with the fate of civilization depending on your multilingual skills and your martial arts skills and your general savoir-faire. When the editing process, one of my editors is a couple of years younger than Ty, and she said about a line of dialogue, she said, I'm not sure that he would say that, just a short line. I said, I think he would. She said, I don't think so. But we went back and forth and back and forth. Finally, I said, I do think he would. I would say it. And she said, but you're not Ty Hunter. And I said, Allison, don't ever say that to me again.
Ty Hunter is really a great character. Where can readers find out more about him?
The only thing I like to say is that all the information about The Spy Who Jumped Off the Screen is on my new website, which is Thomas Kaplan, with a C, Thomas, CAPLAN.com, which went up day before yesterday. And you'll find out everything there, including the very gratifying thing that Amazon picked it as one of the best books of January, which was a great boost to me the morning they did that, and nice New Year's present. And I think that there's a lot to read about Ty Hunter and about what's coming and a little more in-depth about the book itself. So I hope anybody who is interested, and I hope people will go there.
All right. Well, I know I'm looking forward to the sequel. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. Very nice to talk to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.